Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Worship Him right now. Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the glory. Just thank Him. Father, thank Him. Bless Him. Bless Him. Bless Him. We're in a Thanksgiving service. Just do it from the depth of your heart. Father, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you. We are grateful. You have done marvelous things. In the month of March. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. My daddy, my daddy. Your baby is singing. I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity.
My daddy, yeah. Your baby is singing. Oh, I'll be singing and shouting and dancing for the rest of eternity. My daddy, your baby's a calling. We'll be singing, we'll be shouting.
We'll be singing and dancing for the rest of eternity. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your voice. Father, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you for all you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Not unto us, but unto thy name we give glory for thy truth's sake. Thank you for not giving us to the witches of our enemies. Thank you for fighting our battles and giving us the victory. We give you the glory, Lord. Above all odds, we are standing in your presence to say thank you. Please accept our thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Lord, settle our case in this service. Lord, settle our case in this service. Somebody, I want you to pray that prayer. Lord, settle me in this service. Settle me. Settle my case. Settle my issue. Settle my challenge. Wipe away these tears. Bring me to the place of rest. Lord, I'm tired. My strength is fading. Settle me. Please settle me. Maritally settle me. Financially settle me. Bring me to a place of rest. Settle me, Jesus. Settle me, Jesus. Send me your word that will settle an area in my life. Let this service not leave me the same way that I came. I vow to return the glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. God will say to you in this service. I didn't hear your amen. I said the God of settlement will say to you in this service. Father, send us your word. Let your word again settle every unsettled area. For all you do, we vow to give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A believer in the house can say a loud amen. Please welcome your neighbor to the left and right. Welcome them to church. Tell them God will settle you in this service. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a big hand of praise as you take your seat. in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I see God settling somebody in the name of Jesus Christ. Good news, good news, good news. Amen. As we get ready to hear the word, please, again, emphasis, do that also. We have entered a very strange week. It's 2026 Easter Faith Convention. Amen. If you are clapping, you can clap bigger and louder. Hallelujah. This starts from Thursday all the way to Easter Monday. Please put that on the screen so that they can see me there, please. Thursday, we are starting at 6 p.m. opening section. And on Monday, Easter Monday, is going to be ending with an impartation service at 6 a.m. Hallelujah. Our time has changed, and so we are at the same time with the home mission. Somebody is saying, why do I have to be here? You need to be here, reason because God never asks us to seek him in vain. Praise the Lord. We are going into a season, re-echoing the word of our Father and the Lord, and it's going to be a season of devastation, a season of perilous time, a season of challenge. I'm not a prophet of doom, but please hear me and hear me very well. The Bible says in Isaiah 61, arise, shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It said, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. And so we are going into what we call trying times. 1 Peter chapter 4, 1 Timothy 4 verse 1 and verse 2. Trying times, challenging times. But in Ephesians chapter 6 and 10, the Bible says, finally, my brethren, be what? Be strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6, 10. And in what? The power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, he says, so that you can, 11, you can withstand what? The evil days. The wiles of the evil days. You cannot withstand it anyhow. It's going to be very challenging times. Please take note. Sometimes when God speaks, when Noah was telling them that there was going to be flood, people thought Noah was stupid. True of us? But was there flood? Was there flood? Was there flood? When prophet speaks, please listen. God speaks through prophet to make for our world. Somebody now asks, why am I needed to come? The theme is captioned, wings of faith. Wings of what? So in Ephesians 6:16, hear this now. It said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you do what? You will quench anything that Satan brings your way in these trying times. Your faith can quench it. That's why it's called wings of faith. Isaiah 40, verse 30 and 31. The Bible says, they that wait on the Lord shall do what? They shall renew their strength and they shall mount up with wings. So in the midst of storms, eagles still soar. True of us. So the Lord will grant you wings in his Easter conversion. So that even in the stormiest of storm, you will just be soaring. Amen. If you hear, say, I hear. Do you understand what God is about to do? God is about to give us wings through this program. They that wait. So your duty and my duty is to get to God's presence and wait in his presence so that he can empower us and give us the wings to fly. You will make it and every one of us will make it. Please, I've done all of these to help you understand that these are not programs to excuse and exclude yourself from. Because when things are going to happen, God will tell you beforehand. So don't say we didn't tell you. When the trying times come, only those that have been duly equipped can face it. You will win in Jesus' name. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Understanding the demands of success, part 5. God wants to settle our issue quickly. So we go through this very quickly as we wrap off the subject on success. Remember, we began this journey from the first week. We're looking at the factors that makes for success. First week, we look at divine direction. Second week, we look at wisdom. Third week, we look at discipline. Last week, we look at hard work with smart work. Today, we want to look at the sacrifice factor or the factor of sacrifice. Most of the time, when we talk about sacrifice, people limit it to money alone. But please pay attention. Please pay attention. In this service, as God expounds his word to us. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, quickly, it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with great cloud of witness. Hebrews 12, 1 to 2. Let us lay aside every weight. And what? And the sin, which does easily beset us. Take charge of anything that wants to hold you back to fulfill your destiny. Take care of it. That's what the Bible is saying. Take care of it. Take responsibility to take care of it. And let us run with patience the race. Can you see that? If you don't take care of the weight, you can't run the race. Because the weight will weigh you down. That easily beset us as we run this race. Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus. What? The author and the finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Tell your neighbor you must endure. Please just look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you are going to be successful in life, you must understand endurance. Despising the shame, and he sat down at the hand of the throne of God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In the name of Jesus. So, the factor of sacrifice. What is sacrifice within our context? Number one, it is going the extra mile and paying the extra price in accomplishing your given goal. Going extra. Paying extra price. In accomplishing what? Your giving goal. Somebody say extra. Extra. Louder you can say extra. Extra. The loudest you can say extra. Extra. What is sacrifice? Number two, it is burning the extra midnight oil. Burning the extra midnight oil. Matthew 25, verse 1 to 13. The wise virgin and the foolish virgin. They were both virgin. Matthew 25, and the kingdom of heaven is likened to 10 virgins. We took lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 were wise. Another were what? Foolish. What is their foolishness? Verse 3. He said, verse 3, please. They that were foolish took lamp and took no oil. That was their foolishness. They didn't take extra oil. Remember, we have defined sacrifice as extra. Somebody say extra. Extra. Louder, you can say extra. Extra. They were virgin, meaning they were believers. They understood the word. They were born again. Virginity means somebody that have not been stained. Somebody in purity and holiness. So listen to me. That you are saved does not automatic success. If you don't do what you are meant to do, you can be saved and still suffer many failures. Now look at verse 4 of that scripture. Matthew 25 verse 4. But this wise took. Somebody say took. So they took responsibility of their own oil in their vessel
within their lamp. So don't say I'm safe, all is covered. No, all is not covered. You must play your part. You must play your role. Somebody say, I hear. Paying the extra what? Price. And many of you understand the story. At the end of the story, what happened? The foolish one missed destiny. And the wise one got into their destiny. When the bridegroom came, they were the only one that was available. True of us? You will not miss your destiny. What is sacrifice within our contest? Number three, it is paying the uttermost price to assess the topmost place in our endeavor in life. Paying the uttermost price to assessing the topmost place in our adventure in life. The truth is this. Every child of God is redeemed for the top. Somebody say, I hear. Matthew 5:14. But whether you will be at the top is determined by the prices you are willing to pay. Please hear me and hear me very well. No man's success is the reason behind your failure. Am I making sense? No man's doing or undoing can affect the effect of your doing. Now, let me put it this way. Are you aware that when God wants to bless you, God does not consult any man? Amen? Are you with me in this service?
Yes, sir.
When God wants to bless you, does God consult any man?
Yes.
Not even angels. They are not part of the consultant. The Lord will bless you alone. And that is the reason why, if you have been in Covenant Hour this week past, you understand what we are saying. Where you are tomorrow is a function of the choice you make today. Don't blame your parents, please. Don't blame your father. Don't blame your mother. Majority of the time, they did to their level of their best. True of us. They may not do their perfect, but they did to the level of their best. No man's doubt can affect your faith. Come on now. Are you with me? Matthew 9:29. He touched their eyes and said, be it unto you according to your faith, not according to my power. Huh? I hope you know that the power is unlimited. True of us? When you go to the river, it's full of water. True of us? But whatever you fetch is determined by what? Your container. Your container is your faith. So stop blaming the power. Blame your container. For instance, you come to this service, it's Covenant Day of Settlement. If you come in doubt, you are not a candidate to be settled. Because whosoever cometh to God, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, the Bible says, must believe. Must believe. Faith is a must. If God must touch you, it's not coming to touch you. You can be here and not be here. Like the way I'm looking at your face now. Maybe you are thinking about the chicken you eat after you live here. You never know. All kinds of things is going on in people's mind. True of us. So don't think the person standing by you is in church. Please tap him. Say, I hope you are in church. Because you may be in Afghanistan now. We don't know. No faith, no touch. That is the reason why God reaches us as individuals, not as corporate body. Wife, hear me. The unbelief of your husband cannot puncture your faith. Cannot. If you can stand by your faith, and what we are simply saying is that what you do matters. Not what people do. Most time, we pay attention to what people are doing. Look at the way they are behaving to me. Oh, look at the way they are doing to me. Oh, look at the way they are doing to me. Did you ever hear Joseph complain once about what people did to him? People did all kinds, including wanting to kill him. Joseph was never moved. Joseph kept his face to his assignment. He kept going and kept going and kept going until he get there. You will get there. Amen. I say you will get there. Amen. Robert Schuller said, failures. You are not a failure until you start giving excuses. He was an orator in the school of success, Robert Schuller. You are not a failure until you start doing what? Giving excuses. Stop giving excuses for the outcome of your life. Nobody owe you anything. Nobody owe you anything. Now I'm speaking to adults here now. Nobody. Tell your neighbor, nobody owe you anything. Nobody. Nobody. I know what I'm saying. Stop blaming the moon. Why were you late? Rain fell. Why did you come late? There was hold up. If you left home 2 hours, you will still come to work early, two of us. Have you noticed whenever we are wrong, we always look for something to blame? It's the human nature. Adam, what have you done? The woman you gave me. What is it now? Did the woman force it in your mouth? Are you not a man? Even if your wife had made mistake, okay, wife, you made mistake. I will not make the same mistake like you. Let's correct it. We keep blaming people for where we are. No! You can't do that. In the school of success, we take responsibility. We have heard many times again, there is nothing in doing nothing. There is nothing in doing nothing. May your destiny not be empty. There is nothing in doing nothing. Success is not a thing to wish, but a thing to pay a price for. We pay the price for it. There is no star without a scar, we have heard. But the scar of every star is sacrifice. I repeat, there is no star without a scar. And the scar of every star is sacrifice. The scar of every star. You are a star. Somebody say, I hear. Revelation 22:16. You are a star. You are a star. You are a star. He called Jesus the bright and the morning star. He said, you are a city. Matthew 5:14. You are a city in an hill that cannot be hid. You are a star. But the scar of every star is sacrifice. Sacrifice. Jesus said in Luke 12:49 to 50, I have come to send fire on the earth. And what will I? If it be already kindled. But, I like the next verse, 50. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am sweating. Somebody say sweating. Till it be accomplished. Any sportman that is not willing to stretch cannot be a star. True of us. I heard many years from Bishop Babiyoye. He said, until you stretch, you cannot reach. Until you stretch. Please listen to me. Stretching is not what makes you stress. If you were here last week, we already said it. It is not hard work that wear people out. It is wrong work. Many people are busy doing the wrong thing. In your 24 hours, the only right thing you did was 1 hour. You use 23 to do the wrong thing. Why will you not be tired? Busy body about other people's business. But your own, you don't have time for it. When it's now time for your own, you are famished. You are tired. Somebody say, I receive grace. Like I said, a sportman who will not stretch cannot reach their potential stardom.
Sports stars don't operate as convenient, they operate as commanded. Everyone making impact in life is making it not as convenient, but as one operating as commanded. In John chapter 12, verse 23, John 12, 23, hear what Jesus said. We'll read that, John 12 and 23. Jesus saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man be glorified. Stardom. The hour is come. Prophecy. Stardom. Like many people are celebrating prophecy, but it's not enough. Look at verse 24. He said, but verily I say, except a corn of wheat falls to the down and dies, it abided alone. But if it can die, what will happen? It brings forth much fruit. You don't know how much is in your destiny until you are willing to die to convenience. Convenience. You die to convenience. Convenience will not allow you to release the much of your destiny. If it dies, the Bible says, bring much forth fruit. Much forth fruit. Verse 25. Carry on. He that loves his life will lose it. But he that hated his life. Now, that hating of your life is not a bad word. He's simply saying, he's talking about sacrifice. You can sacrifice your life. He said you will keep it into life internal. If any man serve me this way, verse 26. He said, him will my Father honor. God will honor you. Amen. I said, God will honor you. Amen. I said, God will honor you. Amen. I said, God will honor you. We have heard most often time, there are no extraordinary man on his own. It is every man's extraordinary input that make it so. Everybody say with me, there is nothing extraordinary on his own. It is man's extraordinary input that make it so. Say louder, there is nothing extraordinary on his own. It is man's extraordinary input that make it so. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 9 and 10. I am the least of the apostles, Paul said. He said, but I am what I am, verse 10, by the grace of God, yet not I. I labor more. Can you see that? He didn't say I labor more than them all. I compare my labor to them, my own outpass them. So grace does not reject responsibility. Grace does not reject labor. We don't have to do anything. There is nothing in doing nothing. As a matter of fact, the more the grace, the more the labor. Somebody say, I hear. It is taking responsibility that helps us not to become a liability. Today is the final week in this subject, so we are charging you. Don't go through this 5 week and go back to the kind of life you used to live. It will not be the best for your destiny. Get back home and put structures into your life. And I can tell you, you will secure your future. The Americans say there is no free lunch. True of us? Bishop Oyedepo said nothing of value is free. Nothing of value. If you say you are buying gold now, you know the price you pay for gold, ladies. True of us? If you say you are buying Brazilian hair, don't you know the kind of money you pay for it? Ladies, would you say amen to that? Amen. Woman hair, synthetic hair, which one is more expensive? You see now? I hope all the men are aware. Because you like her to be fine, but you don't know how pepper. pepper. They need pepper.
Nothing of value is free. Now listen to me, particularly young people. You want great things and you don't want to pay the price. You are a thief. You want a rich man and you are not rich. You want a rich woman and you are not rich man. God will forgive you. A lot of people are looking for shortcuts. It will only cut short your life. Wealth that is gotten by vanity will diminish. That's what the Bible says. You don't work for it. It just comes on you. If you put the oil, it will just be favor. As they see you, they'll just be calling you. My brother, relax. It does not work that way. I labor more. Paul the anointed was also Paul the worker. Paul the sacrificer. In 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 31, if I'm not mistaken, Paul said, I die daily. I die daily. I die daily. In Philippians 1 and verse 21, he said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. I put my body under. Why? There is a destiny before me I must fulfill. Don't tell me to take it easy. I must give it my best if I want to be the best. Somebody say, I hear. Preaching like this does not suit people who only pray and pray and pray. Yeah, it doesn't suit people. People who like to go to prayer places, just pray for me. Oh, give me the oil. Pour the oil on me. Pour the oil on me. Oh, pour the oil on me. So that when I get there, I have not read. I didn't prepare for the test. I will just pass the test. You are a thief. You are a rogue. That's not Christianity. That's stupidity. Tell your neighbor, that's not Christianity. That's stupidity. You didn't prepare for exam. Why should you pass the exam? Why should God be wicked that you pass the exam? And those who are not born again spend time. They burn the midnight oil. They spend all night reading. And you were just maraboko shake. When you get to the exam hall, that's what you will write on the exam. That's what you will write. And let them mark it. You will get zero. Minus zero. The Lord will forgive you. Let's not reduce the power of God to naught. God is powerful, no doubt. But his power will not negate us taking responsibility. Parents, please teach your children the dignity of labor. Because all these things start from childhood. The things you give them, do they qualify for it? Say, but it's my child. You're already teaching him the wrong things. He will grow up that way and think everything, he should have it. And because he's not having it, he should go and steal it. That's how people steal. Riches not with rights. Please, God does not bless people like that. You must take responsibility. Somebody say, I hear. So we saw that in the life of Paul. Paul was a man given to sacrifice. And he became one of the greatest apostles ever lived. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. We also saw it. Jesus Christ gave the sacrifice of all, even to the death of the cross. True of us. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5 all the way to 11. It says, now I have given him a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Of things underneath, of things on the earth, and things over the earth. Jesus got there by sacrifice. Somebody say sacrifice. Sacrifice. Sacrifice is the biblical trigger for supernatural turnaround. Somebody say, I hear. Sacrifice is the biblical trigger. Psalm 50 and verse 5. Gather my sins unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Now listen, we are all children of God, but the reason God does not bless us the same way is because our sacrifices differ. Today, a lot of people talk about the blessings of Abraham. But you have to talk about the sacrifice of Abraham, two of us. How did Abraham get there? Genesis 22:16. Abraham brought his only child, the one he loved. Not the only, the most one he loved, Isaac. And laid it on the altar. And God said, by myself I have sworn, saith the Lord, because you have done this. Help me tell your neighbor, because you have done this. Now ask your neighbor, what have you done that can warrant God to swear on you? Ask your neighbor. Because we can claim promises. Now listen, how did Abraham get there? Abraham had to lay down a sacrifice. God pointed to what he did to connect him to the blessing. What have you done to qualify for the blessing? Stop quoting scriptures. God is not a wicked God. He does not like Abraham more than you. But you must do the works of Abraham. You must do, somebody say do. John 8:39, if I'm not mistaken. You must do the works. You must do the works. You must do the works of Abraham to qualify for the blessings of Abraham's. Sacrifice was what made Abraham. Sacrifice. It connected him to generational blessing. You will get there. Somebody say, Lord, give me grace. And I see grace released upon you. I say, you will get there. I say, you will get there. I say, you will get there. Every giant in scriptures, they were sacrifice made. Psalm 126 verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. The Lord turned. Is it turned again our captivity? Psalm 126 from verse 1 to 6. Verse 5, he said, they that sow in tears, they shall what? They shall reap in joy. They that sow. Somebody say, they that sow. They that sow. What are you sowing? Operation Rescue. What are you sowing? I don't mean to make you feel bad. We are entering the fourth week. You ask yourself genuinely, God told us to do something. What have you done? Do you know there are members here that have not been on outreach for the last 4 weeks? Not once. Not even to carry a flyer and say, Jesus love you. And yet, you want God to bless you. How? Where? Will God break his word? Please, I'm not making you feel bad, but I'm letting you understand the reason why you are where you are. You are not doing what God asks. Why should God do what you say? All you do is come to church. Every other thing, that's their pocket tea or that's their cup of tea. Please note, sacrifice is not a gift, as we conclude on this. Sacrifice is not a calling. Sacrifice is a choice that each one must make to make the most of their destiny. John chapter 10, I believe verse 17 and verse 18. Let's look at that quickly, please. John 10, 17 and 18. Thank you, Father. I hope we are making sense. He said, therefore does my Father love me. Now, see you. Because sometimes when you notice, why did God love this person? You need to find out. Jesus is telling us why the Father, because someone can say, the reason the Father love him is because he's the Son of God. No. Look at the scripture. Therefore, this is the reason my Father loved me. What is it? Because I lay down my what? Not that the Father forced me. I willingly made the sacrifice. Because you can go about and say, well, the Father loved him because the Father. No, you are right, but you are not complete. Now, whether you like it or not, parents, you are here. You don't love all your children the same degree. Now, you may not answer me. You may not agree with me, but I leave it with you. I leave it with you. Have you not seen how parents gravitate towards his children? The child that when you say, you have no wounds, think it. He comes and meets you and says, Daddy, do you need any help? How do you see that child? Responsible. Two of us. And then you see a child, and please help me to go and get it. It takes all his time. How do you also see that child? Don't say it, but different way. That is the way God sees all of us. When God gives us instruction, the people who are running with it, God sees us more serious than the ones laying by. It's called sacrifice. Sacrifice. What you are willing to lay down will determine what you are willing to take up. What you are willing to put down will determine what God can give you. Listen, God cannot give you anything he can't get through you. You feel like keep praying for the money, you won't get it. God will never give you what he cannot get through you. It's all a test. And we are going through this test every day. What are you willing to sacrifice for the topmost destiny that you desire? It's the best way to end this subject of success. Because we are living here to get back and say, you know what? I'm taking my destiny by the way. I'm taking this thing serious. I'm not going to lay by and lay by again. Somebody say, receive grace. Lift up your hands, Father. Give me grace to make sacrifices. Pray that prayer for yourself. Give me grace to make sacrifices. Give me the grace to make sacrifices. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10, as we get ready to pray. 1 Peter 5 and verse 10. It says, but the God of all grace, who have called unto us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen, and set to you. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Say with me, God will say to me today. Loud that you can say, God will say to me today. I have good news for you. Every one of us is long overdue for settlement. Your amen is not sounding it. I say your amen is not sounding it. I say God will say to you. I say God will say to you. I say God will say to you. Every area of your life, the Lord will say to you. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27 to 28, he said, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do so. Don't tell your neighbor to go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when you have it by you. If God tells us to do this, why will God tell you to go and come tomorrow when it's in his power to do it now? By redemption, you are overdue for timely settlement. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Which is for a moment, eternal weight of glory. Brother, I have good news for you. That thing you are going through, you are breaking through it. Amen. Sister, I have good news for you. That challenge is not meant to bring you down. It's meant to bring the champion destiny and the champion testimony in your life. Somebody say the loudest amen. 2 Corinthians 6:2, he said, for thus years, I have had thee in the time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have succored thee. Behold, now is what? The acceptable time. He said, behold, now is what? The day of salvation. Say, today is my day of salvation. Louder you can, today is my day of salvation. Loudest you can, today is my day of salvation. And the loudest you can, today is my day of settlement. Covenant requirement for supernatural settlement. I give you these 7 keys, and then we get up to pray. Number one, if you want to be settled, you must be born again. You must come to God who settles people's situation. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, O ye that labor, and heavy burden, I will give you rest. Only God can settle you. Please go to him. You must be born again. Number two, you must build your faith for the settlement you desire. Build your faith. Build your faith. Hebrews 4, verse 2. It said the gospel that was preached to us was the same gospel that was preached to them, but it did not profit them because they did not mix it with faith. If you don't believe God can settle you, you cannot be settled. It's not a cause. Your faith must be in line. Number three, go in search of revelation in the area of your challenge of settlement. Go in search. Go in search. Go and search out the revelation you need. Isaiah 60 verse 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for your light is come and the glory of the Lord is with you. Get down. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, 15, it says, study to show thyself approved. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. If you don't want to be ashamed in this area, go in search. Go and study. Lord, why is my family this way? Why are we up and down? Why are we fighting every day? Go in search. Only those who ask sincere questions will get the answers. Go in search. Go in search. The more the light, the farther the darkness. So your responsibility is going in search. Lord, what can I do to calm this, my child? What can I do to have a balanced financial life? This up and down is too much. What do I do? Go in search. And you find materials and you find books and you sit down to relevant teaching. Light will come. Light will come. Number four, commit yourself to what you have found. Because we can wish this thing all day. If you have found something, 1 Timothy 4, 13 and 14 and 15. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. It says, give attention to reading. Give your attention to exhortation. In verse number 15, look at what it said. It says, meditate on these things. And give yourself to what you have found, so that your profiting will appear. If you have now found that this is what I need to have marital peace, please get into the practice of it. Don't just quote it. Start doing it. Obedience. Obedience. Give yourself to it. James 1:22, he said, you should not be hearers, but we should be doers. 25. He said, if you are a doer of the works, you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. But a doer of the work. Can you see it again? Work. Brother, get back home and go and get back to work. Don't go back to sleep. Go and put order. He said, you shall be blessed. You shall be blessed. He didn't say amen. He said, you shall be blessed. Amen. Number five, demand. Am I number five now? Demand your settlement in prayer. Demand it. James 4, 2. He said, you have not received because you have not asked. So you can make your demand. Lord, now I found something. I am now doing it. I must be settled in this area. In the book of Proverbs chapter 10 and 24, I like the B part. He said, the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Somebody, God will grant your desire in this service. You are not saying a loud amen. Number six, enter a covenant to serve God and the interest of the kingdom, the jackpot of all settlement. Get back to kingdom service, not passive. Get back to seriousness. Go and get serious. Anything God is telling you to do in church, don't be passive again about it. Don't be passive about kingdom advancement prayer. Don't be passive about soul winning. Don't be passive about your three standing soul. Don't be passive about WSF. Don't be passive about your active engagement in the kingdom of God. Don't be. If you are passive, heaven will be passive around you. Listen, heaven does not take serious anybody who is not serious with God. That's the truth. 2 Chronicles 15, 12 to 15. 2 Chronicles 15. 12 to 15. They were the one that signed that covenant. We will serve God. The Bible says God gave them rest in verse 15. Roundabout. God will give you rest. They made a covenant. So don't say, well, you know, Pastor Matthew, as well, he has been serving. No, Bishop Wade, you know, some people are just born special. What about you? What about you? What about you? The first day I came to this church was in 2002. Amen. There's somebody who is sitting here who may be able to account to it. Obviously, the day I came, I didn't see him. But later on, he's a pastor here. The first day I came to this church, many, many years ago, we were in a hall. And when I got to the church, they were singing. We were not about 50 or something. That was the first church of winners in London. I saw that they were clapping and nothing was happening. I carried myself. First time, I went to the corner. I asked, who is the choir master? I said, no, I'm a child of God. This is my first time of coming to church. I can play drum. Can I play drum for you people? Because I see people clapping. Do you not see why God loves me? You know, some people will come first time. Something is not working. They'll say, I'm still new here. Let me not go there. First day, sir, I went to the drum. I played drum. The person, he said, we've got a new drummer today. Wow. A lot of you don't know I drum. And I don't drum here, yes, just it's just that I cannot be a drummer and be a preacher at the same time. One day you will see me there. From a drummer, sir. Look at what I'm doing now. From a drummer. Brother, go and serve. Stop tightening your face. Go and serve. Please, I don't mean to do this or make anybody feel bad. But this week, I was reflecting. And I said, indeed, I need to mention it in this church. At some point, we need to celebrate all our women in this church. We need to. Do you know why? Men, don't feel bad. I have looked at the statistics. Very sacrificial women. Most of our... Please be clapping. Be clapping. Men, clap. Clap. Outreaches. I was watching. Pastors, you can see. When we are on prayer line, how many men can you count? And I know the men are in the house. But the wife is praying. How can you be this way? You are meant to be a leader. Let's wake up. And your children are learning, on, in case you are not aware. Please, let's celebrate all the women in the house. I'm simply saying, men, we need to rise up and take our place as leaders. Somebody say, I hear. We'll leave that for the next. Finally, be committed to a lifestyle of praise. Be committed to what? Somebody say, why should I do so? 1 Timothy 5, 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. The Bible says it there. It says, give thanks in everything. So no matter the situation you belong to, what do? Give thanks. Hebrews 10, 38. It says, when we have done the will of God, it says, God changes our story. I see God changing your story. What am I saying? Leave this service with joy. Leave this service with smile. Leave this service with thanksgiving. Why? The God I serve changes story of people. And my case will not be different. Because what? He's changing my story this week. Somebody say, he's changing my story this week. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Say with me, today, God will say to me. Louder you can today. God will say to me. Rise up on your feet. Celebrate the Lord with a clap offering. Hallelujah. I see God settling you today. These seven keys, you can hold on to one or two. All of it is speaking to us, but I'm sure one or two of it, God is saying, pay attention. This is the area you need to probably work on. Hallelujah. But the good news is, every one of us is entering our season of settlement. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember where we began? Come unto me, who ye that labor, and an everybody,
I will give you rest. First of all, let's lift up our hands and thank God for this word. Let's give God praise. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for speaking to me today. I give you the glory and the honor. Thank you for nudging me. Thank you for reminding me. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Before we pray for everyone and make declaration of settlement, please, in case you are not saved, give me the privilege to pray for you on the altar. You have carried too much of burden. Let Jesus carry it for you. Wherever you are, take a bold step, come forward. We'll pray for you from the altar, and your life will never remain the same again. God bless you. Church, clap your hands. Please get down to the altar. Pastor, I want to totally surrender. I want God to carry my burden. I want God to carry my burden. I want God to forgive me of my sins. Except a man be born again, he cannot. Wherever you are, please, a bold step, a bold step. I'm already waiting for you on the altar. We're encouraging you, come. So let's clap our hands and let's encourage anyone. A young man out there, a young woman out there, a young boy out there, please, wherever you are. Get down to the altar, we'll pray for you. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. You were a Christian before, you were serving God before, but you've dropped the faith. You have gone cold. Let's pray for you also in this service, and the Lord will bless you for that. Please again, church, celebrate the Lord, and let's encourage anyone that wants to come to the altar. Father, we give you thanks and praise. I'm still waiting for you in a moment before we begin to pray. A moment, please. A moment. We are doing this because of you. Please, take boldness, be encouraged, and get down. God bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Everyone, we are going to pray quickly. You're going to make a demand. I don't know the area, but I want to agree with you, but I need you to talk to God first. Target any area of your life that you believe God for settlement. Some of us want God to settle us maritally. Some of us want God to settle us in our health. Some of us want God to settle us in our career. Any area, I want you to lift up your voice like blind Bartimaeus. Lord Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me in this area. Lord, settle me immigration. Settle me career. Settle me business. Don't mind your neighbor. Begin to make your declaration. Lord, settle me financially. You are single. You are believing God for set. Lord, settle me maritally. You are a lady trusting God for the fruit of womb. Lord, settle me with the fruit of the womb. Settle me. Bring me to a place of settlement. Remember, you make a demand. If you don't demand, there can't be a supply. If you don't demand, there can't be a supply. Settle me, Lord. Settle me, Lord. Settle me, Lord. Settle me, Lord. It's a week of settlement. It's a week of settlement. The prophecy has gone out. God will settle you according to his word. Father, settle me in this service. Settle me, Lord. Settle me, Lord. Settle me, Lord. Settle me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. In history, today, in Christianity, they will call it Palm Sunday. When Jesus came in to Jerusalem, and they were shouting, what? Hosanna, Hosanna. The Bible said the first thing was he went to the temple. Thank God you are in the temple. And he drove all those that were buying. And the Bible says he healed all of them. Aren't you glad you are in the temple? Place your hand upon yourself. Jesus is here. I said, Jesus is here. I said, Jesus is here. By your faith and my faith, I therefore decree that every area you have called for settlement, God will settle you this week. Maritally, God will settle you. In your career, God will settle you. I thought I would hear a louder amen. In your finances, God will settle you. In your business, God will settle you. In your health, God will settle you. Maritally, God will settle you. In your profession, God will settle you. In your family, God will settle you.
The days of up and down are finally over. The days of up and down are finally over. The days of up and down are finally over. When light comes, darkness cannot be there. He went into the temple. It was light and darkness disappeared. Every darkness in every life, in every destiny, I command that they begin to disappear. They begin to disappear. They begin to disappear. From today, it marks the end of sorrow. It marks the end of sorrow. It marks the end of sorrow. For somebody here, not the sound of my voice, your days of shame are over. 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 As the Lord said to you, I decree everything that belongs to you, they begin to rush to come your way. Therefore, even as we are closing March and entering April, I decree shall be your week of approval for miracles. Go into the week with unusual miracles. I decree the supernatural will answer for you. The supernatural will answer for you. The supernatural will answer for you. Whatever was impossible is now possible. Whatever was impossible is now possible. Whatever is an obstacle has been turned to a miracle. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. You will return back next Sunday, Easter Sunday celebration, to testify to the glory of the Lord. That God has settled me. In the name of Jesus. Grace to take responsibility, receive it. Grace to do what is needed, receive it. Grace to take step on all that God has shared. I decree upon your life, receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Your destiny will not fail. You will not falter. Now, no one in our midst here will fail any longer. Your health will not fail again. In the name of Jesus, it is done. Lift up your hands and give God thanks. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. Are you sure you are thanking God? Are you sure you are thanking God? Wave your hands to Him. Now help me celebrate your neighbor. Neighbor, congratulations. God has done it. It's your week of settlement. In Jesus' name. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Take your seat quickly.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.